Glad to direct your attention to Psalm 76 today for psalm meditation. Psalm 76. Listen as I read these words. To the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword of battle. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are plundered. They have sunk into their sleep. And none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse were cast into a dead sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment, to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. The introductory phrase of this psalm says that this is a psalm of Asaph, but I would have you know that the psalms are compiled and put in order later in the aspect of the composition of the book of Psalms as we know it, and this psalm is often connected to a later event in Israel's history. It's often connected to the time of Hezekiah and the time when the Assyrians had invaded and laid siege to the city of Jerusalem. And Hezekiah went and laid out before the Lord this invasion and the threat that was before him. He prayed to God to deliver him from these enemies, and God answered. And God said, I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David. And then in one night, God's angel killed 185,000 of the Assyrian soldiers, and they limped home. There is a victory over enemies that this psalm describes. And Asaph and David certainly enjoyed that or experienced that. Hezekiah experienced that. And all believers experience this through Jesus Christ. And I want to remind you that the Lord God has given us all of the Bible to use, and even psalms like this, psalms that not only record, but pray for the overthrow of the enemies of God. And this psalm helps us to learn how to use a psalm like this, a psalm that we would call an imprecatory psalm. And I'll give you just three principles that rise from this psalm to help us know why and how to use this. The first is that Christ has given the psalms to sing and to pray against God's enemies and not our own personal vendettas. You can see that especially as the psalmist Asaph emphasizes the glory of God, not just the people who were being oppressed. He starts off by saying that God's name is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tabernacle, his place of dwelling, is in Salem or Jerusalem. And the psalm then tells how soldiers, arrows, swords, chariots are brought to fight against the children of Israel, but implying that ultimately the ones that they are fighting against is God. God and then, by implication, his people and his purposes. So when we sing Psalm 76, we pray that Christ would vindicate his name, not just because we've been offended or are uncomfortable by some situation, but we pray that he would build and protect his church for his own glory. Secondly, Christ gave these psalms to assure us that he is indeed victorious over all of his enemies. The psalmist describes the enemies as stout-hearted and mighty men. But in comparison, verse 4 says, "You, O Lord, are more glorious and excellent even than a mountain full of prey that is seeking to destroy us." Verse 7 says, "You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence once you are angry?" David and we may face terrible and powerful physical enemies, or even worse, we may face the spiritual enemies that are described throughout all of the Bible as hating God and fighting against him and his people. But to use the language of the New Testament, the Apostle John says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, and that out of that authority, that he is bringing his own purpose and his own victory over all of his enemies. Even that last enemy, death, will be put under Jesus' feet. And finally, Christ gave these psalms to lead us and others to worship him. I love how the psalm ends. In verses 11 and 12, Asaph leads us into worship the Lord, who is glorious and who is victorious over all of his enemies. And so it's very natural that we, the people of God, would bow before God, who alone is glorious. But we aren't the only ones. If you look at those verses again, it says, "Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared." Let all who are around him worship him. Well, this can only mean the conversion of God's enemies. So the Psalms of Imprecation have in mind that the Lord does indeed reign over all things, and that Jesus' purpose is victorious, and that he brings that about sometimes through thwarting the enemy's plans, sometimes in this life, dispensing his angel of death to turn back the invader, but sometimes through the conversion of the enemies, so that they lay down their swords and they come to worship the one true and living God. When we sing Psalm 76, we can pray that. We can pray that we would be defended from God's enemies, that the Lord would be victorious against them, that he might thwart their plans or bring them to bow before him in true worship. Throughout this month, we'll be singing that and praying for God's defeat of his enemies. We'll do that now, singing Psalm 76, Selection A, and I'll invite you to please stand to sing.